The dawning of a new day, day five. We've done 2 days and two sessions. What do you guys want to do with your brand new horizon? You're dawning. Also, Sarah, which job are you going to?
Wow. What a question. Yeah. I think Evie just kind of like comes down rubbing their eyes and like looks towards the wallows and then goes, so what's on the docket for today?
Yeah, I guess I'll be there, already down there, and I'll be at like, it seems, honestly, like we can go any different direction, but I do not feel like I'm in the position to, is this sourdough? And I'll look over at Finley, what's his name? I'll say that Brinsley? Under my breath. Huh? Brinsley?
Brinsley,
yeah. Brinsley, yeah.
And I'll look back at you and I'll say, yeah, so what are you feeling? Do you have to go to your other job?
I think, you know, there's so many people there. I think they won't miss me if I just don't show up today and then show up tomorrow and then say, like, I was in the closet. Oh, they have the office that they have me in is in a closet.
Oh, wallows.
Yes, that's sourdough.
Oh.
Fitz, didn't you book that interrogation for today with Grace?
I did, in fact, do that, yes. So we
did. You guys want to knock out two interrogations in one day or spread it out a little bit?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
High five, Eamon. We said the same thing at the same time.
Absolutely.
I'm going to. We can use our communicator things to communicate with our boss, right?
Yes, within the same district.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. They're just to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Our captain doesn't have one.
I'm going to have. Well, we're probably gonna be seeing them to get to Gray, so I'll probably let them know that we want to interrogate Zarek the same day.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy enough to do. So you're heading to the box to interrogate Grace?
Kevin Grissel.
Have you told us his full name yet?
I have not.
This is gonna be great.
Yeah. How dare you? Okay.
Thank you.
Easy enough to get there. Also, easy enough to inform your captain that you'd like to speak to Zarek in Dwell Harbor. They can go ahead and set that interview up for later today if you'd like.
Lovely.
Okay.
It's our interview day.
It's interrogation nation over here. So, you are brought deeper into the box, the square headquarters of this outfit of Champions Row, and this long sort of hallway that has these sectioned off interrogation rooms that have guards stationed about every 20 or so feet. One of these doors is left open and you are led to it. Sitting on the interior, you see this very shoddily dressed and still pristinely kept, but sitting in like, you know, shoddy beige burlap robes and pants.
Nice.
With the same air that you saw him in that basement, but dressed much differently.
Right.
You see Grace or Kevin Grissel.
Fitz, like, walks up to them. I hope things are doing okay for you in here, Grace. Or should I say, Mr. Kevin Grissel?
I'm going to snort at that.
I look around to see who he's talking about.
He looks around too.
You already see Fitz pointing at them.
Oh.
That's very private information.
Well, you must understand it becomes public when bastions are involved, Mr. Grissel.
And what exactly can I do for the city's finest?
Thank you.
I was dragged out of these delightful quarters, four stone walls, and a roommate who likes to piss on the floor instead of in the bucket we were given.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
Mm.
Well, considering you did try to assassinate us.
Allegedly.
And say in the same, allegedly, of course, in the same vein, we decided to pay your business a visit. The Lucas Prime Cuts, I'm sure you remember.
Allegedly.
We get there, only to be greeted by, let's say, a criminal myth, as it were. Destroying your entire operation.
What?
Burning your friends alive and ripping them apart without remorse.
How are you talking about?
Okay, I'll ask you this then. Who do you know that would send someone like the Silent Man to destroy any semblance of your operations.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll ask you slowly. Who are you in business with that would send someone to kill not only your men, but the lives of many good Bastion officers?
I can't tell. Is he fucking with me? He looks towards everybody else in the room.
I'll toss the photo, like the crime scene photos that of this case file at the table, if there's a table, and it'll just open and scatter.
The Silent Man did this to this entire operation. Not only did you see it happen, but you're alive.
Yes.
That one was a surprise.
He has some kind of vulnerability to bullets.
That's actually new information. I don't know why anyone's laughing. That's good to know.
Yes.
All right. Well, if I'm being quite frank, I have no fucking idea what's happening. This is I'm just a humble alleged drug dealer. Mm-hmm. Some might say.
Right.
Listen. I have never done business with this Silent Man.
I'm sure that, I mean, he doesn't seem like the type, but I think what Fitz is trying to get across is that if you had been there, you'd probably have met the same fate. So we want to really figure out what happened or who might have called this person so that we can even keep you safe. Because if you just get out...
Well, what? Finish that.
If you get out, whoever's looking for you will find you.
But you'll protect me. It's your job.
I mean, once you're out of these walls, can't do much.
And we want to, but we don't have any information to protect you with right now. Mm.
See, the deal is that you have to help us help you. If you can't tell us who either you were in competition with, who you were answering to that maybe started to doubt your loyalty or might have any type of motivation to send somebody to erase your evidence of your operation. We have you in custody right now. There's no telling that they couldn't try to send an assassin while you're in here. But if you help us help you, give us what information we can make sure that he's an elf, right?
Yes.
We can make sure that you are alive and well to see the long life that you should have.
Hmm. Well, that sucks. Kind of early in the morning for this to be dropped on me.
It sucked trying to be assassinated first thing in the morning, but...
And then
how did
again.
You get that?
Double assassinate.
Double assassinate.
Wow, that Wednesday sucked.
There is all right. I'm going to level with you here. Mm-hmm. You're dropping a lot on me that I was unaware of. Mm-hmm. My reputation is shit. My entire operation has been apparently burnt to the ground. What's in it for me?
Living?
Well, you can't guarantee that. You just said that to me. You literally just said you can't guarantee that to me, can you?
Not if you don't give us any information, because we don't know who we're looking out for.
Mm.
But with information, we can be two steps ahead.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And with information, well, we'll know just the level of protection that you need. Considering, and I wanted to wait for this, but considering you are working with the likes of people like Falcone, the level of people after you might be pretty high.
I don't know what that's referring to. That's crazy talk.
We'll literally all
I've been here for drugs.
We'll literally take a...
Just saying it now. I'm the drug guy.
I was just a drug dealer. I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy.
Well, guys, it sounds like we're not going to get information from him, so I guess we're just going to leave him.
Hold on, hold on. Wait.
You're free to go.
Just a second. Just, hold on. We can be reasonable about this. All right. You need information about what? The Silent Man? Are you chasing him down? I didn't even know this person existed.
We want your whole operation. Who you're working with. Who you're working for.
See, we already have enough to incriminate you and lock you away for just about your entire life, considering even though you are an elf, we don't need any more information to incriminate you. We're trying to get information to help you.
And for that, I get immunity and protection from the Bastions.
Not immunity, but you will get...
From the Bastions?
You will get protection from whoever is after you, and possibly we will put in words to work out a deal for a lighter sentence. Because this will already start proving an effort of
lighter
rehabilitation.
Lighter sentence isn't bad. Maybe I spend a little bit more time on the outside, but like in like a safe house you guys have that's like comfy and got room service.
Those can be...
Not even we have room service.
What the fuck? What are you doing there? Do crime.
What are you doing?
Oh my goodness, do crime. You're cops and you don't get room service? What is this?
Listen, honestly, if we could just start with a name or a location somewhere that we can work with to try to get more information about who we're dealing with, that would be great.
Fitz will like literally put the his notebook on the table with it opened with the logs of the different organizations and Falcone's, the payments essentially. You can start by telling us why Falcone paid you 10,000 gold pieces.
That's a different bundle of bees you're rattling around in there. You understand?
Not the first time I've rattled those bees.
I don't think Falcone's even involved with that individual. Suffice it to say, Falcone needed my chemical expertise to develop something for him.
And what's that?
Well, your friend, and he points towards Eamon, subjected to a weaker version of this particular substance during our tete-a-tete.
Yeah, titter-tat.
Yes.
I never thought I'd hear assassination attempt be called a titter-tat.
Our little appointment.
Gonna downplay everything.
You're developing mind-altering or mind-controlling drugs for him.
Well, like I said, what I have in my possession, had in my possession, it's all gone now, is less effective than what was paid for there.
Is it all gone? Is your operation only in DeLuca's fine cuts?
Yes.
I'll take that as a no.
Do I even have to insight there with a passive insight of 21?
Well, it looks like we got everything we got.
It's not just my operation. That was a headquarters. There were pieces. This is how things work. It's not just mine. I control all of it. There's pieces and we all coexist. It's a moving machine. If I fall out or another part gets put in my place, the machine keeps working.
Who?
It's not like, I run the drug industry of Champions Row. That would be cool, though. Don't you think?
I thought this was going to lead to the end. So, good to know. So, exactly what, if you can be so easily replaced, why would someone want you gone in the first place?
Because I'm a good little cog.
Yeah, but someone sent, S-tiered assassin to take you out.
Someone was looking for you.
Keep referring to him as an assassin. The Silent Man is not an assassin. He's what's known in the field as a fixer. If there's a problem with the machine, he goes in to replace the parts, clean up, all that sort of thing. Maintenance, if you will.
Well, we saw him literally fix and kill several people on both sides.
You say you are a good little cog. I highly doubt that considering the alterations that we've discovered that you've put into the chemicals yourself, including the ones that you had stashed away for your own personal use. So I wonder, were you taking a cut for yourself? Were you altering them and putting out bad drugs?
No. First off, I don't partake. Straight edge. Don't even drink. More specifically, you're, I believe, referring to the little crevice that you probably found in my office?
Yes, oh, we found quite a lot in your office.
It's a rainy day fund, just in case. Not too long ago, we had our supplier dry up, and it was bad for business for a little bit, so I always take the precaution of ordering a little bit more than we need for the current month or two, stashing it away just in case.
So who were you working for?
I was working with a supplier.
Zarek and his operation?
What?
We saw the shipment details in your log as well, that there was a shipment delay from the harbor.
Oh. That was Zarek's warehouse.
Yes.
That explains it. No, I specifically... Well, I guess I'm already in prison. I worked with a group called the King Street Coopers.
KSA.
Wait, Koopas? Coopers or Koopas?
Koopas?
Coopers.
Cooper. Coopers.
Okay. Bunch of little turtle dudes.
Yep. King...
Koopa Troopa?
King Coopers. Street Coopers.
Cooper.
Cooper.
That's from Powerpuff Girls, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's where I stole it from.
Sorry about you, Wyndham, Mr. Looper. Cooper. It's Cooper.
I'm going to go find that clip, put it in the episode.
It's so cute. I love
Get
bubbles.
Sued. All right. Yes. They are a supplier of a number of different things. They move things throughout the city without being detected, smuggling, whatnot, illicits. They were set up with me through a contact of mine when my previous supplier ran dry. They were facilitating pretty well for the last few months.
Sean, do I know anything about these guys at all? As a person who does not smuggle things and was never a criminal, nor is currently a criminal?
Yeah, would never criminal.
Never criminal.
Strange question, then. Go ahead and ask. Give me a history check.
Ask the dice.
Oh my gosh, the curse has been broken through the new year. Let me tell you.
2025,
no,
baby. It's here for you.
You got a 13.
You said what kind?
That's crazy. A history check?
Oh, holy schmoly. 23.
Mm. Oh!
23?
Okay.
How?
I rolled a 19 plus 4.
Damn!
That's
this the right
crazy.
It is.
Crazy. All right.
Is this the right dice?
This the right dice?
You have a plus 4 to history?
I'm scared to roll my dice now if it's the opposite.
Yeah,
oh,
no one
proficient.
Else roll for the rest of the session.
I was going to say, what's Eamon's intelligence modifier?
Plus 1.
His history's got to be a plus 5.
It's plus 1, so I have a plus 1, and then my PB is plus 3.
Yeah.
Damn.
Makes sense.
Whoa. So you got 23?
Did I do math wrong? Did I say 24? 23?
No, you're correct. You
right,
got
cool,
it.
Cool.
I thought I misremembered. So, 23. Now that you're given the actual name in association with the acronym you've been sort of puzzling over, and you hear
so
the...
Stupid. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah, I literally have to Jimmy Neutron to brain blast to think about KSC, King Street,
we can
Coopers.
See your nose start bleeding.
Yeah. My nose starts bleeding and I go, oh.
You see me in the corner?
Steam coming out of his ears.
Eamon, are you okay?
I'm solid. My eyes are wide open and I'm not moving. Dude, that was such...
The King Street... Well, that's what you get with.
It's because I have GGH written down instead of KSC because I'm dumb.
I see. Mm. But yeah, the King Street Coopers are, again, you haven't heard the name super often, but you have heard them sort of offhandedly mentioned when you're working around the Rusty Screw. Very, very briefly mentioned, and then when you walk in the room, it's sort of like.
My eyes are looking different directions because I'm like a bird.
Not hard all for right. A bird.
The expert, so it's normal.
Sorry about your friend.
So you said the King Street Coopers were the ones who set up your contact with your supplier, but...
They were who my contact set me up with.
Who was your contact?
I have friends. I don't want to betray my friends. Can't I just help you out this one little
scene?
Like, let me have
your friends try to kill you. I guess you try to kill me and we're friends. So
you
I
don't
guess.
Know that.
I guess it makes sense.
We're cool, yeah. So we can keep it.
Just gonna just, like, slam my hand on the table, like hard.
I'm scary.
Your life is in danger. The lives of many more people's lives are in danger. We do not have time for this bullshit. We are trying to help you. Please let us. Someone is trying to kill you. In a very violent...
What if I give you the other name and they try to kill me too?
Then we'll be two steps ahead of them.
It'll be a list.
I also think they might already be trying to kill
me. Mm.
It's strange to have loyalty when you don't know who you can trust anyway.
Well,
I'm sweating.
Evie like starts to go, well, and then it's like, oh shit.
Evie goes, well. Evie goes, well. Eamon starts sweating.
Again, this is a delicate machine. It does not have one figurehead. Right? The Berserk Triumvirate. They are an organization that sort of places different pieces of this machine throughout the city.
Does that name sound familiar to me at all?
Make a history check.
Sure. Or, I guess, would this even be something I would...
If you want to try and make a history check, go for it.
Okay. I don't know if this would be in my area, though. Yeah, that's a 7.
No, you don't
that's
know.
A 25.
25. Basair is actually a place. It is a place that is overseas.
Why would a council or a triumvirate from another country be operating here?
I wanted to ask, could I actually spend a shenanigan point to roll for information on Basir specifically? Because if they're from another sea, if they do shipments and stuff like that, I would probably have like encountered shipments from them.
You can, if you'd like to roll a shenanigans point.
I'm going to do a shenanigans point. I'm sorry. Oh, it's probably
interesting.
Oh, it's a little bit better. I only have a +1 to history, so thank God this is... Okay, that's like a 16 total. That is 15, right?
16.
Okay.
Okay. So you have heard of this place as well.
Do we have... I'm just wondering if we've done like often trade with them, or if this would have been like often...
You mean specifically the sea elves?
Like the marines we oversee like the shipments coming in and stuff like that. So
you would occasionally have seen ships from Basair come into the port.
Okay, cool beans.
It's not like there's only ever one ship mm-hmm. from there, but it is a somewhat regular destination.
Okay, that's
to
all.
And from this place. Yeah,
that's all I wanted. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Cool. They. I don't know exactly why they chose the name. I don't know if they are all from this place or they do a large amount of business from one place to another. That is what they're called. They operate the machine in the city that runs most of the connected underside.
And who is your contact with the Basair Triumvirate?
Always different.
Mm.
Again, isn't there anyone that you like particularly want to fuck over?
Or would want to fuck you over?
Sure. Probably the person who tried to get me killed. I don't know who that is.
Sure. That's
and
fair.
Again, organizations like this stay intact because it's never one point of contact.
Above table, did you say that the Basir Triumvirate, they oversee the operations of the Undercity here in our city?
They are an organization that operates within the bounds of Abaddon. Yeah. As far as you're being told by this person.
They oversee most of the connections underground in the city.
What are the other, like, letters on... I can't remember, because I'm...
I was actually about to bring them up.
Yeah, like, what are the other letters we need to talk about?
It's MB, and that operation has MYAF and WR, and then it's HC, and that has DM, and then question marks with parentheses, Blackstone.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I was actually going to ask him about that.
You can go ahead then.
So you said that the King Street Coopers are your suppliers for your end of the drug trade.
Yes.
But they only oversee the giant growth hormone. And we found multiple other drugs from a assuming other operations. Are they your only suppliers, or do you dabble in your own outside work?
The King Street Coopers deal in a lot more than just the growth hormone.
Okay.
We receive all of our shipments through them.
Okay, then who are HC and MB?
What?
We'll slide the burnt over paper.
Just a reminder, you found this list in a place that has no connection to this guy whatsoever. Yes.
I mean, he can know what they stand for.
No, you're correct in asking. I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
he has no idea what list you're talking about. he sort of looks it over and says, well, I recognize the bottom acronyms, the Coopers and their growth hormone, which is what they supply to me. Don't know why there's two versions on them. That's strange. Don't like that. I was not informed that there would be two different subsections. The other two, if I'm to follow the same sort of list organization here, these look like other suppliers and what they are supplying, right? If I'm to follow this, MB could be a stretch. There is another dealer in similar circles, allegedly, known as Miss Bliss. A purveyor of all sort of tinctures, tonics, mind-numbing essences, if you will. Not exactly sure what the fuck they've got going on this list, but that's my best guess. And the other one here is interesting.
Interesting how?
Well, they're not exactly dealing in drugs.
Clarify.
It's a group called the Hollow Casket.
That's a name. Sean, these are cool names you got here.
Hey, thanks, buddy. They are rumored to be in the diamond trade. I don't know what the fuck Blackstone is.
Evie kind of... This is probably nothing. Like, me as Sarah is saying, this is probably nothing. Ooh. But that's, like, weirdly synonymous with something that... Evie takes out, like, a piece of paper and, like, writes something on it and, like, passes it to Grisel and is like, are you familiar with this group at all? And it says the Vacant Cradle on it.
Mm-hmm.
Are those two connected in any way?
No. But it's interesting you know of them.
So you know something about them.
Well, I've heard some things. I don't particularly
heard?
Deal in kidnapping children. That's not really my scene. But I would say it would not be strange for our paths to have crossed at some point in the things we do, you understand? Again, no affiliation with them. It's kind of gross what they do.
We love a drug.
I'm a drug dealer, and even I would be caught dead with these people.
We love a drug dealer with morals.
Come on, man.
I'm a drug dealer, not a monster. I'm a drug dealer, not a monster. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. Again, the stories I've heard, they procure some sort of means of abducting the wealthy's children and blackmail them into whatever they want, you know, money, power, influence.
Do you have any names of those people?
Oh, God, no. I don't even know if they're still in operation. I just heard the stories about the...
Okay. Sorry, just...
The group.
Back to Hollow Casket. It just sounded a little familiar.
The Hollow Casket deals with the... I would assume underground necromancy trade. Mostly diamonds.
Would I know about the Hollow Casket or the diamond trade? Because that seems like a place where that took place a lot in the market district of our dear lovely city.
Make me a history check.
I could do that.
Make me every history check.
I was reading about this in my session zero. About the diamonds.
I did my dissertation.
Because Fitz worked so much in the market district, would I be able to have like make an advantage? Because that seems like that's the area they would do with trading in, or is that just a totally different thing?
It would be a totally different
thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Want to make sure. Yeah. That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. there are a lot of jewel trades that tend to go through the marketplace because it is known for, you know, specifically for goods. Mm-hmm. Illicitly obtained jewelry and gems tend to be one of those things. But there are some elements of the city that are like more focused on diamonds specifically rather than like for jewelry purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, for a fact that like diamonds in jewelry even are restricted at a certain point. But you have not ever come across this specific group.
All right. Okay.
I like the tie-in that a diamond industry has something to do with necromancy with D&D. That makes a lot of sense. I like that. Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to nerf death.
Nerf death.
Just nerf diamonds.
just restrict it real quick. The Cuban zirconium market took off immediately.
Yeah, so many fucked up people coming back to life like...
Very easy to tell who's been doing necromancy.
Yeah, they come back like half their soul comes back. Like, what'd you do to me?
Oh my god, dude, that's really dark.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lean in and ask Grace, why were you contacted to affiliate more of this trade here in the Champions Row?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to find out if there is a bigger picture here, if it has anything to do with the fights coming up.
Hmm. Interesting. I had not been made aware of any sort of connection. Again, I only recently started doing business with the Koopas when my other suppliers dried up.
Who are your other suppliers?
There were a few of them, sort of culminating in what I needed, but these Koopas seemed pretty well supplied and ready to take on the job, so the transition seemed kind of easy. So, let's keep me alive, right? That's what we're on now.
Definitely.
How do we keep me safe?
Well, the only names you've really given us are Falcone, which wasn't even you giving us that name.
All right.
The King Street Koopas.
You're welcome.
And... the Basir Triumphant.
That's crazy.
So,
fuck you,
if you have...
Don't really have a way to track those groups down.
None of those groups can get us lead.
I think you're pardoned. I think you're fine. That's good enough information for me.
Let's get it on paper.
Oh, all right.
Let's sign those documents.
And I, like, take out a notepad.
No.
Legally binding.
Not yet.
We'll arrange for your protection. I do believe that we still have use of you, even if
that's the craziest thing you could say to another human.
I think you are valuable.
You think you're valuable.
See, that's better.
Me too.
I have uses is a little bit dehumanizing, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, you are currently being used in your own field of work.
Yeah, but I was outside. I was doing my own thing.
That's so real.
And in here, you have even less of a choice to do so. I think that, again, we are trying to help you, help us, help you. So, if these are all the names that you can give us, we will arrange to the best of our abilities extra protection, maybe a bit more of a proper hiding area with some trusted guards. We'll arrange what we can within our limitations.
Getting you out of...
I like the sound of hiding.
Getting you out of Gen Pop is the best course of action immediately. Especially if you're going to be an informant for us.
But...
Ooh, don't tell anybody. Hey, hang on.
Don't worry.
We won't.
I didn't say anything.
Don't worry.
Either we could arrange for you to be some type of informant, or we would need some type of documentation proof from you signing that this is your beginning of rehabilitation, which would give us a bit more reason to give you a lighter sentence, as well as, but you know, you can get back on the street, live your life a bit more comfortably, a little bit faster, but it would have to be through rehabilitation. We can't just put a known criminal back on the street. You understand.
Scout's honor, I am rehabilitated. Never going back.
Not yet.
No, it's a process.
We have to make sure your information is valid.
Yeah, and I'm through it. I'm on the other side, looking at the bright sunshine
because,
in the future.
You know, honestly, I've heard what they do to rats. And I'll go into his face like you. And man, it is. Let me tell you, rehabilitation is like way better. One time I had a friend that I heard who had a friend who had a cousin who was a rat, and they took out his eyeballs and then they put it into his ass and said, and then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but that's what happened. So wait, what happened to you? You said your supplier dried up. What happened? What do you mean it dried up? What, like you just stopped hearing from them?
Oh, yes. I assume it's because they all ran out of whatever product they were selling.
How did that
or
look
they
like?
Got bought out, times bought out, or killed by the other gang.
Right.
Hmm. Well, I didn't hear from them. They stopped replying.
Well, so hey, I just want you to know, Grace, and since that's the name I know you by, because that's really cool. Since you're a rat, since I'm going to go on his face again, since you're a little stinky little rat talking to the police, sorry, the Bastions, I just want to say I'm really happy for you that you, rat, are now in Guiding Grace, protected by
what's
us.
Happening?
So I just want you to what's remember, happening? Since you gave us, and we were out of ideas, but since you, rat, decided to come to us, thankfully.
Oh,
I'm just glad that you're going to comply with us, because if you, rat, go back outside into public, your eyes may end up in your ass. So, hey. Since we're getting you out of general pop, crazy. We're bringing you somewhere else. Hey, maybe we can bring you to somewhere even nicer. But since you are now in our, under our, you know, guys, eyes, whatever, we're looking for full compliance. So thank you for that.
Man, I did.
Eamon, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just.
I'm a rat.
Okay.
I'm a dirty little rat.
Oh, oh sorry. No. Wait, I'm sorry. What was that? So just remember, we thank you. And remember, if you just want, you know, no one to find out that you are in fact a rat, then you know, just make sure to stay in our good graces. That's all I just got to say.
That's my name. Told we'll hear it out.
Man, I all, right. All of our interrogations immediately just sundered.
No, I think that works really,
really
well.
Works really well. But
I think that was effective.
Jesus Christ!
That's great. Well, hey, if just by any chance, Grace, anything else comes to mind, maybe maybe then we won't have to go around and tell people how we have loose ends. Hey, maybe that'd be something. Because a bird talking to a rat like you, maybe it would help you get a little bit farther in now the system that you have put yourself in. So, hey, my hands are tied.
Some of my best friends growing up were rats.
I'm sorry. Oh, I have no problem with escaping.
We're talking to Grace.
There's that. As opposed to that, I point to him. It's rat.
I mean, that's. Oof. Gobsmacked.
Well, I want you to sit with that. You clearly, you have lost all your friends, family, all collection. Sorry, maybe family. I don't know. All connections to whatever career you are. And clearly, we are going to have to send you off to somewhere else to start a new life. So I will have you, rat. Think about what you've done, and if anything else comes to mind, you let us know.
I will be sure to do that.
No problem.
Thank you.
And look on the bright side with the new rehabilitation.
How can I do that right now?
Well, at least with the new rehabilitation and the new life, you can pick a new name instead of Heaven.
I'm going to go back to my jail cell now and have myself a little think.
Mm-hmm.
And cry, maybe.
Day.
I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah, that.
And remember, if you think...
Oh, another thing?
Suddenly remember anything that you think might be helpful.
You let us know.
Feel free to reach out, and we will make sure you're a little bit more comfortable each time that you provide anything extra of your own free will.
You need a coffee, anything?
Okay. No, I'm good.
I wouldn't be able to drink or eat either. A lot on the mind.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and you don't want that preemptive coffee before potentially your eyes. Well, let's not think about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's have
anything
a good
else?
Have a good day, Grace.
Points towards Fitz. You have anything else to say?
I'll say this right now. Grace does see that Fitz is a little gobsmacked at the last like 3 minutes.
Eamon just went from like, I think this guy's on the level, to be like, you
at the full lamplight in eyes moment of you. And it's just like
he ripped the fucking lantern off the wall, holding up to his face.
This changed the whole perspective of the conversation.
Okay. Well, you can let them know I'm ready to go back to
my start your paperwork on getting you better accommodations.
And we'll just got to start that paperwork and make sure to write down that your name, Grace, and just any other alias you may go by, just is on the books.
We get out of the room and Evie goes, I thought that you were like weirdly cool with him. Where'd that come from?
I mean, like, it is good. I just, you know, Hail Mary, you know, different kind of like things to go. Because after you brought up rehabilitation and he was clearly not into it, right? We had to remind him that his fate is now sealed. And that, in fact, if he wants to work with us further, then he's going to, and wants a nicer life, then he has no other option, literally.
Who did you work for again?
I cannot wait to take you to the Bay Bastards. This is going to be great.
I was a male courier.
Who did you work for to gain this attitude with before?
I was
Are mailmen like this? Mm-hmm. Is this how mailmen are?
All the time.
Yeah, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Actually, God. There's a term for it.
Holy shit.
I'll take a little piece of Neapolitan loaf out of my pocket and I'll be like, I'll kind of start munching on it. And I'll kind of gesture towards Fitz to have some.
One interview down.
I'll start that paperwork.
Great.
To get him into a better cell.
To get him in better combinations. First, it was out of obligation.
Safer cell.
Yeah, safer cell. First, it was out of obligation because that's the deal. But now it's just because he kind of feels bad.
No, we should.
Petty. Yeah.
We should absolutely keep him under some kind of observation, like watch.
Of course.
I don't know what the powers of the silent man are. But if anything, and listen, I don't know magic that well, right? But as far as I know, because I keep learning new stuff every day, I wouldn't be surprised if he can like open a rift in reality or do some kind of stuff. And next thing you know, we don't have Grace next. So,
yeah, he did do that.
Oh, yeah, he did in fact do that, kind of. Or he turned into a pigeon or something.
Oh, also, Sean, I'm gonna go ahead and go and start working out, like, put in a request to have him either have extra security and or start arranging some type of transportation to a safe house as a temporary priority case. And then once it's like a week or two goes by and it's safer, then transport him somewhere else or whatever for like a rehabilitation.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good. I'll start drawing up the plans.
They're restorative justice.
Well, as you guys have successfully
bullied.
I'll say you interrogated that dude. We'll go ahead and take our first break for the night. Pick off where we left off. The group had just finished their interrogation with some fucking rat, dude. As far as we know, he's currently staring at his own asshole. Now,
that's impressive.
As you guys are making your way back out to the lobby, you actually do see your captain waiting for you in near the lobby section as you make your way down the hallway. They say, hey, so I just got off the, not on the phone, but I just got done talking to the harbor. It's going to be a bit difficult to talk to Zarek because shortly after he arrived in their custody, he bit out his own tongue.
Do we have as like an organization, like a telepath of some kind to maybe...
Does he still have his hands?
Bled to death.
Oh, he's
dead. He does still have his hands, as far as I'm aware.
That's enough.
Oh. No, he's alive. He's alive. We got to him before he died.
As long as he still has his hands, that's all we need.
He did bite his tongue.
Wow. Criminals are weird.
Yeah, so probably won't be speaking as much. You can still go see him, I guess. However, they did mention that there were two other individuals who actually requested to speak to you, should you show up there. Carter. Yeah, Carter was the name they gave us.
Was that one of the guys we talked to?
That sounds kind of familiar. My eyes roll in the back of my head.
Was that the guy we saved?
Well, the human you went there with died.
Yeah.
The two individuals you went with alongside him. You remember at a certain point, one of them turned in the fight. to help you. That was Carter.
Oh, nice. The orc.
Cool.
Still not a waste of your time to go over there, but, you know, Zarek might not have much to say.
Wow. As long as he can write.
I don't think he's gonna, but, you know, that seems like a pretty clear message. I was thinking maybe, you know, I could try a lesser restoration or something, but then I figured, you know, you get it back on, he'd probably
bite it back off. That's wild.
Does seem the type to do that.
I'm still going to see him, even if it is a waste. I actually don't think anything in that meeting will be a waste. No. You can always get something.
Well, hey, best of luck to you, honestly.
We did figure out what KSC was. It is a gang known as the King Street Coopers.
Okay, that's a new one for me.
Apparently, they're affiliated with or are technically the Basir Triumvirate.
Now that's interesting. I've heard murmurs. I haven't actually been able to find anything more than, like, you know, mentions.
Apparently.
They run a pretty tight ship, but...
Apparently, according to dear Kevin Gristle, they oversee most of the connections of the underground of the city.
Yeah. That's what I've
heard. And, well, we also did get some information about the list we found about the other names. One of them is MB, Miss Bliss, apparently, maybe. And the other one is HC, which is the Hollow Casket.
Now, that one I have heard of. Yeah, that one's a bit of an elusive problem for a while now.
Well, they all seem to be working together in some capacity. So.
Captain, was there any kind of recent crackdown on, like, supply in the last couple of months or anything like that? Like, any big breaks? Of course, other than our work, I'm saying before. Maybe with the people who are there, where we are at now, or something.
The one you guys were on at the Delicatessen was one of the larger ones we've had in the last few months. Nothing, you know, necessarily of note. I mean, the occasional bust here and there, but nothing that big.
It is surprising we've made two big busts in the first couple days here. One for Turntide and one for this one for KSC, so.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder how good the Bastions were before. Well, I'm going to keep that just...
Yeah, please do. I'm in the room. I can You just get like a few dirty looks from everyone else in the building.
You all just loosened the jar.
That was good. That's good PR. That's good. Yeah.
Solid work.
Yeah, we were the hot water. You guys made that final twist.
Let's go get some interviews done, shall we?
All right.
Interview time.
Head cross town to the this.
Make your way over to the Dwell Harbor, the old Bayside city. As you guys walk over to Tay's favorite place in the city, Dwell Harbor.
And now she's a lot less reluctant because we did a damn good job last time.
And you ripped the band-aid off, you know?
Yeah. You'll be hard-pressed to find any of them saying that, but you did do a good job, and you know that. As you make your way into their holding facility, for lack of a better term, the very, like, seaside stoneworky construction is blatantly different than what you are used to seeing in Champions Row. Most of the buildings are very drafty here as you wander the halls and just hear, like, the whistling of the wind outside most of the time. It gets kind of annoying.
How good is the security?
Better than yours, dude. That's crazy. It's actually not bad. They do their jobs, even though you don't believe they do. There is They do actually do their jobs. So there is a semblance of security here.
Oh, shit.
Things are pretty tight. But to Tay, probably not as tight as they could have been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be better.
It's a perspective thing, I guess. It could be better, but it isn't bad. And you are led towards their holding section of this headquarters. And on your way there, you do get the, you know, dirty side look and whispered conversation about you as you pass by other individuals of the Bay Harbor Bastions on your way down their hallways.
Yeah, she's walking tall and proud because of
You're like 5'2", dude. You're not one.
She, I mean,
come on now.
As tall as she
come
can.
She, you're our side.
You can get on equivalence's shoulders. No, no. Together, we're probably like 10 feet.
Together,
we're probably 10 feet.
Whoa.
But Goliath she, walking through the halls.
You know, they rejected her application, and then the first day on the job at a different place,
busted a criminal from their district.
Yeah, so she's very proud of herself.
Did your job fair. Better than you, bitch?
And it's a lieutenant, so she's walking quite proud. Nothing. It's one of those, nothing gonna break my stride.
As you're made, or you make your way all the way down into the building, you are given the instruction that there are two different rooms set up with both of these different individuals in them. One of them is, of course, Zarek, who is available should you want to give him a little stare down and possibly try and coax some stuff out of him. The other one is Carter, who you've been informed is actually requested to speak with you should you make your way down here.
I'm speaking with Zarek. Whatever he provides or doesn't, I want to at least be face to face with him.
Okay.
Do you want I guess buddy's not a very official word. Backup for that?
It's not the technical term.
Emotional support partner.
Whoever would like to join me, you're welcome to. If y'all think y'all can,
do you have
add to it?
I'm curious to know what kind of questions you're going to be asking them, considering they can't really speak to you, and they probably will be mean mugging you with the rage of 1,000 suns. So I'm curious to know what you'll do.
I'm more looking for confirmation.
You're trying to read his expressions.
Okay. Yes.
I'm kind of good at that.
Pretty.
And with that, whatever I can get from him, I'm hoping to potentially provoke a reaction from him. Either that or coax out some. Usually higher up criminals are a bit more prideful on what they do, what they don't do, and I'm hoping to see if he will try to correct me.
He was definitely trying to die for his organization. Yeah. Moments after we gave him up, he tried to kill himself. Crazy.
Also, this is day 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Week. This is a rough first week.
It's been five whole days.
half a week is gone, and we've dealt with some crazy shit.
I can sit back and just kind of watch.
Okay.
I'm good at reading facial expressions.
I mean,
Heyman will kind of look left and right. Is there a water cooler around?
There is.
Yeah, I'll go by the water cooler. Yeah, I think you guys got this one.
I'll join in the staring down of Zarek.
Other people by the water cooler?
Specifically yeah. because of...
Okay.
I'll specifically go because of how... Okay. The last time we interacted, I shot him and stopped him from killing somebody else. So it'll be fun to see how he feels about that.
All right, so three of you go... You had a snake, that is true. Man, that felt like ages ago.
It feels forever ago.
All right, you guys walk into the room with Zarek. Now, vastly different than your previous experience with, you know, the very formidable and dominating Grace, you know. Very much a scary individual who probably could, you know, take anybody at any time. Zarek, however, is restrained heavily in a straitjacket. Not because they're insane, just because they want this person to be as restrained as possible. And you can actually see that the chair sleeves have been latched to the chair, or the coat sleeves have been latched to the chair itself. There is a scarring pattern underneath their lip where you can tell they were probably biting down pretty hard at some point with their jagged teeth, as you remember them to have.
Mm-hmm.
And there is almost no noticing of you entering the room. They're just sort of like staring at a downward angle past the table.
Is there, is his hands free in the chair that's bound to, or is it like...
No, it's like a straitjacket. Like I said, they're like bound behind him and those sleeves are bound into the chair.
Damn.
Are there other guards in here?
No, they are outside the room.
I'm gonna, nod to one, be like, can we get just one of his hands free? It can stay bound to the chair, but...
Go ahead and make a persuasion check. You're pretty bad at it already, so I'm not going to give you disadvantage. But the DC's higher than usual because they don't like you.
Man, I rolled so good, but I got a negative on persuasion, so that's a 15.
A 15?
Nice.
Yeah. I rolled a 17 on the dice.
Oh, fucking minus two. Holy shit.
I have a 7 charisma, you guys.
you hear the guard scoff and say, yeah, we'll call for the keys.
I'm going to scoff back at him and be like, good, make it quick. And then I'm just going to go back inside. Okay. And I'm
like
going to
follow behind you. And I'm like, I don't think that was very sincere. I don't think they're going to do that. Okay.
Thank you for the insight.
I'm just in sight mode.
I love Evie so fucking much. I'm going to sit directly in front of, oh shit, I forgot his name. I was saying it all day. Zarek.
Eric.
Yeah. I nearly Eric. Said Zephyr for some reason.
Nice.
That's crazy.
What oh, is that from?
Zephyr Strike? I don't know.
It's the wind.
Mm.
He's fast.
The name of the wind.
I'm going to sit and kind of lean on the table and be like, man, 5 days in and I would assume that Turntide would have gotten you out of here by now. You must have really been expendable. And we're just going to watch his face.
Doesn't even look at you.
Well, I guess that coming here is a waste of time. Even without you cutting your tongue, I don't think we would have gotten much from you anyway.
You get the sense he's made of sterner stuff than those insults. You got any more heat for me, bring it on. But he doesn't seem to take your words with much weight.
Okay. Also, the guards are not, from the Bay Bastions are not in the room with us, right?
They're not in the room.
Lovely. I don't want to give them any leads.
We are working together. We are all on the stage.
They didn't assume you'd get me, dude.
She's going to say, like, I mean, y'all's operation is not really that hard to figure out. I mean, you know, you've got the King Street Coopers and the Miss Bliss and Hollow Casket all running this, all of these operations, and honestly, it hasn't been that hard to figure out. I'm just surprised to see that you're still in here. But, I mean, I just wanted to see mostly if any of these bastions have already offered you ways out.
There's a slight chortle. He chortles at you, dude.
Insight.
Get chorted. He goes,
Can I insight it?
Insight the chortle.
We have Koopas and chortles.
Koopas and chortles.
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, no. My insight is 6.
You probably said something funny. You don't know what, though.
Did Evie do
anything? I got an 8.
You got an 8. Okay.
But it was a natural 1.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Damn, you blessed.
That's a 24 for me.
24.
Hilarious.
The disparity in this room is crazy. There is an aspect of that laugh that seems to coincide when they mention the sort of what's it called? The opposite of complexity, the simplicity of their operation.
Mm.
When they mention that aspect of it, that's when the chortle kicks in for you.
So what you're telling us is it's not simple. It's a much more complicated machine.
Oh, we've already established that, especially with overseas help coming in with some of these operations. Maybe like the Basir Triumphant.
He's just like stare at him.
No.
Nothing else.
With your 24, he doesn't seem afraid.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem, even after everything that's happened to him,
He
still seems confident in what he is a part of.
I mean, he bit his tongue off to try to not talk, so it makes sense.
But I think I figured out exactly why Turntide didn't really give a shit with you being in here. Because from some of the other operations we've busted, they've already sent the Silent Man to take care of those, and they didn't even make a mistake first. But you had hired men that led us directly to you, busted your operation, and now you're in here without providing much to the operation at all. And she's saying that specifically to be like, he did nothing to contribute.
Within the rock-solid exterior of this person's sort of, like, focus, it does shift slightly when you mention the Salaman, sort of not like a, oh, I know that guy, we worked together, but more like a, just like a, oh, I've heard that name.
Mm. Yeah.
But at the same time, almost wordlessly, I think a realization comes to you, Fitz, that this being a lieutenant of Turntide's whole organization, he is at least aware enough that if you didn't need information, you wouldn't be here.
Right.
That's sort of what he's holding on to during this whole conversation.
Right. He's waiting for the button. He's like waiting for us to ask a question.
Yeah. If you didn't ask a question, you wouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
If you wanted to just, you know, look at him and how sad he is, you could have done that and left.
Yeah. But we're here for a reason. He knows that.
Yeah.
I will like lean in to Tay and just be like, I don't think these provocations are going to work. He knows we're here for a reason. He knows you want to ask questions. He's waiting for those questions. He knows that we're not here to gawk at him.
I'm going to just kind of give in and lean forward and be like, it's no secret that Turntide likes to have his hands in very particular areas of crime. He definitely likes to have a larger scheme of things, and with all that we have on the cards out in front of us, we can already piece together some pieces here and there. Like I said, it's not a very complex thing you guys have going on. We're only, what, day 4, day 5 on the job, and we've already got a good amount of information. But what I want to know is with the drug trade. And she's doing this more so because that has to do with their cases. So It seems to be mostly heavy in Champion's Row. And from what I understand, it also has to do with, is it a city, Basir?
Yes, it is a city overseas.
Yeah, with Basir across the sea. Does it have anything to do with the upcoming tournament? Or is there something else that's just for fun? I don't really take Turntide to be somebody so leisure about his activities. And what does Basir get out of all of this? And why would he work with them?
Again, you turn to look at him and ask these questions, and the whole time he's just smiling, this jagged smile, and those sort of slitted eyes are just staring at you through this sort of like caked hair dangling over his face.
And the smile kind of looks like, ah, there it is. You know, there's the questions. Okay.
We finally got to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's almost a joy at watching another person thrash against their cage the way he wishes he could.
Mm-hmm.
That comes over him. Almost like he's reveling in the fact that you're just sort of shooting off all these questions and he can't answer them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With like an inside check.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, obviously, yes.
Go ahead and ask your question.
I'm trying to see, like, as we've been talking to him, or as Tay has been talking to him, and he's been reveling in these questions because he can't answer. Is there a moment or a topic or a question that catches them for like a blink of a second for concern, or like what? I'm trying to figure out like what's a way to get him to not
or like
be
a,
happy.
Or like an intrigue of like, oh, they know about this, or like, you know.
I will say, go ahead and make an insight check, either one of you.
Sure thing.
And Evie, if you want to as well. Or if you wanted to kick some rocks at this guy,
I have
too.
A weird, different question. Ooh. So I'll wait.
Okay.
22! I actually did okay this time!
Was it 22?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, let me add my d6, because I'm going to use emotional support. That is a 21 from me.
21. Okay. Both of you, when you mentioned this triumvirate, you feel like it should impact him more than it does. He doesn't even flinch. Might have nothing to do with him.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's an interesting piece.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What's Evie's
burning question.
I think, well, Evie has, for better or worse, met people like this before. seeing like the behavior and the personality that this guy is displaying, I kind of want their insight check more to be like, is it even worth it to keep being in this room?
Go ahead and make an insight check.
13.
I will say with that, there is an air of this person reveling in the fact that they aren't helping you. Like, this is fun to them. Watching you try and get them to assist you when they have no reason to.
Mm-hmm. No reason to, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Tay Bits. I think maybe we could talk outside for a minute.
Sure.
Okay. Now, that whole time, what was going on by the water cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. And then I said to him, if you think that's bad, you should see my other feathers. Oh, that's
dude,
great.
This guy's
that's
great.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you, I love this area in which we're in. What is this? Southern
Dwell Harbor?
Bell Harbor?
Dwell.
I love Dwell Harbor. Let me
so
tell you.
This place is clean.
It's nice. And you guys said earlier that you have vision insurance. We don't get that.
Yeah,
we don't get that.
We got 2020.
In Champions Row, they won't even clean the air vents. I mean, seriously, like my allergies are going crazy the
entire
time.
You should probably ask for a transfer.
I've been thinking about it. Really,
do we walk out doing this?
No.
So we're like down the hall, I imagine.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, No, I've been thinking about it seriously. We have been on this case for a little bit, and if I can, and I'll move in a little bit. If I can be honest with you guys. We are at a dead end.
That tends to happen with Champions Row.
Hey, listen. I think the last guys left for a reason, right? Jeez.
They got murdered.
I totally missed what you said. I think, honestly, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this, guys, honestly.
But hey, we're all friends here.
We got this note from a guy we have, and I will pull out a note that I wrote using Grace's handwriting that I ledgered down to the exact like,
baby.
And it says something about these Cooper's guys getting together for some kind of meeting tonight. I can't, it's gibberish. I really can't. I think he's talking about Copper in the sewer. Maybe they're meeting in the sewers and maybe you guys can do something for it. But the captain said that if we were able to somehow figure out, you know, where the Coopers were meeting and whatever, they could get some kind of raise, but we're at a dead end. So maybe you can do something with it. And hey, put in a good word for me when I come over here, all right?
Okay. All right. And you're giving them the note to, like, investigate?
This is my intention with the note. I want to follow these guys afterwards, like, at night. And I want to see if they know where the Coopers go. I want to see if they know maybe where a smuggling thing is. I want to be able to, like, follow these guys after our meeting to go find, to see if they have information about this Cooper gang.
Okay.
A hippo and a turtle and a raccoon.
Okay. Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom. No. Go ahead and make a persuasion check with the note, with advantage.
Because they're like,
I'm shaking.
Not stirred.
Don't fail me now. That's a D12. That is not a D20.
Okay. Probably higher than the first three episodes of Rolls.
No, it was a 12.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Fucking fantastic.
Can I use a shenanigans point to re-roll one of them?
You can if you'd like to.
Oh, I'd love to. Nat 20.
Let's go. Oh,
it was a 7, an 8, and then boom, a 20. So and then
interesting.
So what did you say the it was persuasion?
It was a persuasion roll, yeah.
So 21.
21. Okay. You slip them this note and they just sort of like look it over and say, we could probably look into that for you if you know. You're going to be one of us soon anyway, so...
Yeah, my hands are tied, you know?
I love this guy!
Is this tap water? This is
no,
nice.
It's seawater. We drink the sea.
Oh, you see it start moving down like the side of my V as I'm pushing it out? Oh, that's what the earthy tone was. That's what it was.
The sand.
Oh, it's got all the minerals you'll ever need. Yep. And a lot of salt.
Yep. And I'll place the cone cup on its side on top of it as the water pours out. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Full. I'm full, though.
Hell yeah. Well, hey, you know, if you're ever in the area, we know all the best spots to hang out if you ever want to come get a drink with the city's finest.
Yeah.
And I would say at this point, you guys would start to walk out.
So we just came from interrogating Grace, right? Yes. And he's kind of a
I mean, doesn't really compare, right?
No.
Like, and even he wouldn't talk without us giving him something to talk for, right?
That's typically what criminals do.
I don't really think that angering this guy into talking is gonna work. If we have something to give him, maybe, but I mean, it's gotta be pretty good.
We don't really have anything to...
I might.
If we don't, then...
You do.
That's what I was hoping to avoid. I was hoping, even if it was probably futile, that provocation would be enough, that he would be one of those kinds, but I think that my mother might have something that he might want. So I'll be paying her a visit.
Immunity.
Just immunity. A golden ticket.
She's got an immunity idol.
He would feel very dumb after biting his tongue off after getting immunity.
He's got a golden tongue.
What do you think that your mom would have that you would want?
Let's just say that my mom's been in this business a good deal longer than I have and has had quite a few run-ins with Turntide's operations. So maybe there's something in holding that she might have. Maybe there's information that she could trade him. Who knows? But that was something I was hoping to avoid. But
got it.
After we leave here, I'll pay Mother Dearest to visit.
We don't have to talk to your mom. We could just like offer him freedom or something.
No.
Something like that. That's not really up to us. It's not our district, so we can't really do that.
And even then, this is not somebody that should go free. You saw
right. No, no. But, you know, I'm sure that lighter sentences are just kind of an exaggeration because you really seem to not want to talk to your mom.
When the topic of talking to your mom comes up, like, is it like a real awkward, like, I guess I don't want to talk to my mom.
She's actually going to answer Evie and be like, oh, no, I love my mother. It's just asking her for help is something that I wanted to avoid.
I mean, hey, your first two cases have been bombshells in this community. So asking for help to help further protect the city, I hope your mom would be a little understanding since we're all on the same side.
You'd be surprised at how high her standards are for being impressed. As far as she's concerned, this is my job and I'm doing my job. Mm. And if anything less would be not doing the job well. So this is meeting expectations as far as I'm concerned.
I've met commanders like that. I'm familiar.
Okay.
I think you both love her. I'm sorry that...
I mean, from what I have seen of, I generally like parents. Generally, when you meet them, they're, you know, like excited to see their kid. So hopefully that'll be good.
Oh, that's not my mother, but I think you both like her. Oof. I think that she might be able to carve a decent way into this case, if nothing else. Though with him missing his tongue, that might of course limit that. But
and hey, she might have information about the triumvirate and things from it being imported and exported from the ports, so that'd be her wheelhouse.
And even if she, I'm sure she would have information on it. I was wanting to try to notify her on the Basir imports and schemes, but I assume that she's already well informed, so if nothing else, we can always ask. And she's going to turn to Evie and be like you said, it never hurts to ask a question.
Well, the question never hurts, but what comes after?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do know that.
You can always hurt people to get.
I do know that.
You can always hurt people to get answers to your questions.
That is also true.
I try not to do that.
You should try it sometime. It actually does prove fruitful.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Where'd you get that?
And then we go to the water cooler.
So you guys aren't going back in?
I think we're done for.
I think we're gonna wait until we talk to Mother Dearest.
So we're gonna talk like, hey, we can put him back where he belongs and make sure he's.
He's not in there.
We got a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little.
Imagine.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Now, as you see them approaching from your position at the water cooler, do you do anything, or are you trying to, like, keep this on the DL from them?
Well, hey, that's my cue. Go Lumberjacks, am I right? All right. Right. See you guys on the
Flippity Dip. Our favorite swimming team.
Yeah, go Lumberjacks. Junior varsity swimming team for some reason. Hey, yep. All right, I'll turn crazy. Around.
Really fun this year.
I'm going to nudge Fitz at this, like, kind of proud that Zach's being insufferable at the Big Astros. She's just like,
who?
That's crazy.
I'm sorry?
That's crazy. They love this guy.
Yeah, I'll turn around and I'll put a peppermint in my mouth. I'll be like, you guys know they fucking drink, they drink salt water here?
Yeah. You don't drink salt water?
No.
From the ocean? No.
No, that'll kill us.
I just had like 4.5 cups. I didn't even realize.
Technically, I don't.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you need healing?
I'm like both satiated and dehydrated at the same time.
I was going to say, dehydration is the main one.
I like pull out my hands and they're very veiny. I think I have hypertension.
God.
What happened? Did you guys get no answers?
We got a little bit.
Okay.
I'm
gonna cast Spare the Dying on Amon.
So he doesn't dehydrate.
My eyes are bloodshot. You guys are
he's walking like with a sway.
Yeah. A little dizzy.
There's another person we have to talk to,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Carter.
Right.
One of his goons, essentially.
Yeah, one of the henchmen, the henchfolk.
Henchfolk.
Who is
it's a proper profession.
Nearby when you compelled that dude to bring you to the hideout. Yeah.
Wait, was he the one that was like, what's happening?
Yeah, he was like, the dude's like, what the fuck is... No, he's actually the one you intimidated.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where he was like, this isn't going anywhere, and then you scared him into letting it happen.
Yeah. Before I have to spend a shenanigans point to retcon it later on, I will just say that I put on the paper a certain specific time where the meeting would have taken place, like 7 or 8.
Okay.
Cool.
We can say that totally happened.
Great.
You made up the time for this meeting to happen and then see you're going to follow them later?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Sounds good.
What a fantastic deal.
And then last thing to clarify while I'm writing down my notes. And he seemed to have no reaction. His reaction to mentioning a silent man was...
I know that guy, but I'm not associated with that guy.
He noted the fact that it was mentioned, like he recognizes the name, not like he has a strong connection to that name.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yes. All right. So... Carter, a smaller interrogation room, much less restraints. You just see his sort of manacles are attached through the latch on the actual table. But as you walk in, he just sort of like props up. Looks like he was almost asleep, waiting for people to show up in this room. He's like, hey, I'm glad you guys decided to take me up on my my invite. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, it's not every day you ask for another Bastion, District's Bastions to come talk to you, so.
Well, it's not every day another District's Bastion kind of saves your life. So, I just wanted to say, first off, that I appreciate what you guys did for me in there. Yeah. Even though the situation really didn't call for it, I felt like you, you kind of
didn't deserve to die for another man's sins.
I agree. They were on the same page there, so.
And the snake problem is sure. The snake problem's taken care of.
Snake problem's taken care
of. Is it? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen the thing since.
Has he been in the jail?
I like look around.
Fuck.
Taya's gonna just like at the whole conversation of like him being spared and like all that. She's just gonna like lean and kind of in the back like, this is not my conversation. She's still gonna be listening, but like she's probably like, I'm not the best one for this.
I'm not the empathetic mouthpiece of the group.
Yeah.
I think I was big Fearbulg, right?
Yeah.
When we talked to
you were Mafia Fearbulg.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm Evie.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The other guy died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that seven charisma right there. Holy
we're all really torn up about
holy
it.
Shit.
It's a new recruit. No.
Oh fuck.
So anyway, I just wanted to, thank you guys for doing what you did, and if there's any way I can help, trying to start on a better path, moving forward, but
considering who you worked for and who they worked for, any information about them would be most appreciated.
Well, I can do what I, you know, what I can. The warehouse we were in, it was owned by Turntide. That was all we really knew. We never met the guy. We never really saw him or got direct messages from him. I think Jennings may have had face-to-face meetings with him. That's the one that died, like you mentioned. But we never saw him. He never came to the warehouse. Everything was through, you know, Zarek or one of his other go-betweens. We were facilitating stuff coming in and out of the city through that warehouse via the ships and the docks. A lot of different, you know, groups use us to get things actually through the port. Once they get into the city, they run through a number of different groups to get where they're going, but we get them in and out of the docks, onto ships, off of ships, stuff like that, and have them circulate through this port of entry.
I'm going to pull out the paper, the burn paper, and put it in front of on the table in front of him. Recognize his handwriting, these words.
Yeah, that was Jennings' shorthand.
Mm. We do know that one stands for the King Street Coopers, the other one is Miss Bliss, and Hollow Casket's the third one.
Mm-hmm.
You ever meet anybody from those groups?
No. We just made sure we knew where they were going, which pallet to put them on, and which cart needed to be loaded up with what. Other than that, there was not a lot of contact.
I'm guessing these are what they had in each crate. And he points to the other ones, the MYAFWRDM.
Yes. Yeah. These were the different drugs, chemicals, whatever they were. Wanting to pass through.
I know it's shorthand, but do you have the actual names of what these are?
MY. There was something called Mellow Yellow. There was another one. The AF was Astrillo Fresco.
Is this guy for real? I go,
You know, Evie's against violence, but I'll kill you with a gun.
I'm like very intently writing eyes will dart off. I'm like continuing right now, and I guess I'll...
No, they're not sodas in this world. They're super cool drugs that everyone takes and loves.
Right. Everyone takes and loves.
WR is referred to as Wild Magic's Rush.
I don't like that.
Too damn bad.
Wild Magic's Rush.
Perhaps I will get into drug use.
Again? For the second time in his second campaign?
I have not done any drugs. I've done no drugs.
For the Hollow Casket list, they do refer to the diamonds and the Blackstone. He actually says that he called it Blackstone because it was too hard to pronounce. Or spell, I think. He couldn't spell it. Tizanite is what that stone was referred to. It's a black, like an onyx stone.
And that's a drug, Sean?
It was something that the Hollow Casket was requesting.
So the DM was diamonds.
An illicit substance that is either a drug or kind of similar to the diamonds was something they used for their
necromancy. Like a mineral or something. Yeah. Can I roll, I don't know, history on that?
Roll history or arcana check if you'd like to.
Actually, it's kind of both. I'm going to use D&D Beyond Roller because my dice are not.
I will
being
say
nice
before
to
you
me
decide,
tonight.
Arcana will be a lower DC, but history will also probably get you there.
Okay. I did roll Arcana, and I got a 22.
I rolled a 26. 18 plus 8.
Okay.
Our brains are blessed.
You guys know so much about this fucking rock, dude. All right, Hank, calm down. Tizanite is actually not terrestrial. It is not from the prime material. It is a stone derived from the abyssal plane.
That's the thing they threw at us at our feet? The silent guy? Hmm? He threw something at our feet, right?
No, that was an orange cube.
Oh, okay. Above the table. Are we following the same pantheon as normal Dungeons and Dragons?
Fuck no, dude.
Okay, are we following the same elves?
We got some new gods.
I came up with my own shit. Okay, my tells are similar. Okay. The plane system is kind of similar. The gods are different.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure.
Planar structure is the same, cool. Kind of.
I only know primordial. I don't know abyssal. I've been wanting
I know abyssal.
Oh, could you teach me?
Potentially. She's just thinking of, like, how exhausting it might be to teach you things because of all the
it
questions.
It does not take long. You just can honestly have to, like, talk at me for, like, 30 minutes at a time. Anyway, this is abyssal.
It's abyssal in nature.
The stone.
It's abyssal in nature.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Could I roll something to know if I know what... Do I recognize it?
How rare is something like this?
From their understandings of, like, 22, 26, it's a very rare mineral to be getting your hands on in the prime material.
Yeah, I'm like...
And in shipments, too, which is wild.
I feel like, Eamon, if you saw a hell rock, like an abyss rock, like, that would be insane. Like, not...
Wouldn't it take, like, planar travel to get and then bring back, right?
How they source it is insane. This guy just put it on one box to the other and took it off a boat and put it on a train. That's what they called it. That's all he did.
Finish line of what happened.
He probably never even saw it.
I do really want Eamon's reaction in this moment.
I don't know. Have you said out loud that this is an abyssal rock?
Said that was Evie saying that out loud. I was like, oh, it's abyssal.
I will, like, slowly move my head over to you. And I'll go like the abyss.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like the abyss from the kid's story. Oh no, I'm in the abyss.
Yes.
Who told you that story as a kid?
That's a rough story to tell. That's like worse than Goosebumps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll turn back over to you. So what you're saying is we're not just dealing with things that we know on like our own plane.
Mm.
Salt water does something to you, I tell you what.
Oh, did they try and offer you salt water out there?
I drank 4.5 cups. I guess I'm
they
southern.
They drink it nonstop. I don't know what's going on with those days.
You need a cure wounds, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought this is definitely a turn in my life. I'm sorry. I'll look it over at you guys. How often do we run across abyssal rock?
I guess we don't
love
have to
that
ask.
Favorite genre.
I mean, Sean, how often did I run into smuggling shipments of abyssal rock, and what was it used for even?
I mean, it was like super, super rare to even find like magic items from different planes.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Crazy.
It's not every day where you're just getting like full on minerals or like precious resources from other planes, especially the abyss, which is a famously difficult place to get to and from.
There's a whole thing called Out of the Abyss, and it's really,
really
hard
rough.
To do.
Yeah, dude.
With Arcana, are there any magical applications to this that I would be aware of? Like, I don't need drug applications necessarily, but like...
Given the context you have for the Hollow Casket and their need for diamonds and their control of the diamond trade, you assume it's something to do with... you know, necromancy or some sort of ritual they would practice.
But I wouldn't know that offhand.
Sean, anything about that, considering necromancy or anything of that nature?
You're not a necromancer.
No, I'm not a necromancer, but I was brought back by necromancers, I'm sure.
You're a financial detective, dude. I'm kidding.
Financial detective?
I'm a ghost detective.
There could be an avenue to discover there, but unless... I don't think you've ever actually like delved into how you came back. That was something I think we talked about, and you were like, "Nah, he's never done that." Yeah.
In my studies of abyssal, would I've come across anything about like the abyssal stones?
Did you roll with the other two?
No.
No, because I didn't
think
know
you
if want I
to roll, right.
You can go ahead and roll history or arcana.
I thought it was an 11 at first, and I was going to cry. It's a 17,
nice.
Thank God. And I only have a plus one, so...
18's
plus,
pretty good.
Plus anything is better than a minus two to anything, so...
Minus two is pretty bad. There are a lot of different stories and, like, myths about the Abyss. It's where you know demons to be coming from. Like, that's the home of demons, whereas the Hell is for devils. It is mostly a never-ending... source of chaos, essentially. It is not a good place. But what you would know about these stones is that alongside the sort of chaotic nature of the abyss itself, they also house a portion or some element of that chaotic nature. Could be used to bring somebody back to life. Mm-hmm. You're not entirely sure. You're not entirely sure what their purpose is at all. But
bring them back wrong. Yeah.
Bring them back different. Bring them back with that gun.
With a gun.
Gun hands. Don't.
Zombie with the gun.
I'm just going to put my hands behind my back real quick. My hands.
It's my new Grindhouse movie.
Gun hands.
Zombie with a shotgun.
That's a dangerous movie right there.
The last one he will mention, you guys already seem to know the name of the King Street Coopers. Mm-hmm. And you already are familiar with the GGH.
Does he know why it's asterisked?
Yes.
Why is that?
There were two different differentiated shipments we were supposed to carefully manage and label, keep them separate. One of them is the original hormone. And the other one, your friend, or not your friend, I guess, the victim, that's the one they pulled the vial out of. That one had apparently been dosed with the wyvern venom.
And where was that shipment supposed to be going?
Same place. Both of them were headed to the King Street Coopers. We just needed to keep them separate and make sure they were aware which was which. Okay.
So, they asked for it to be laced.
It arrived in our warehouse already laced. And they were aware that that's the case.
It sounds like the King Street Coopers likes to take out competition and or ruin competition.
Can you tell us anything about them, or do you just not know?
I don't know much about their operation. Like I said, we just delivered and moved on. We didn't really have contact or any sort of relationship. From reputation, I know they're good at what they do and pretty close-knit. Mm-hmm.
How is it that you guys were able to smuggle so much in the harbor? Do you have some of the guards bribed?
There were the occasional payoffs and, clandestine, wait until nobody's looking, move things around. Also, we tried to package things as nondescript as we could.
Is there a tell, or it depends on the shipment? Like, you know exactly which shipments to know which one is coming in.
There is a shorthand for marking each crate that comes in, but it does change up every few months just to make sure no one recognizes a pattern.
When's the next change up?
Shouldn't be for a while, but given all the chaos that's been going on, there might be a more drastic shifting of the code.
Would you be willing to give us the history of that pattern? Write it down, just so maybe there can possibly be a pattern. Ask this. You're giving us all this information. What are you looking for in return?
I don't really want anything. I think I feel like I just owe it to you. Mm. Again, I wouldn't be here to give you the information if you hadn't done what you did, so.
We were able to offer previously another person in our custody a rehabilitation program and protection. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Seeing as how I did watch Turn Tide's men gut someone for even saying his name, I wouldn't turn down any protection you could offer. But
we'll see what we can do. This is in our district, but we will see what we can do.
That's fair enough.
Is there any other information you think you're thinking of sharing?
None that I can think of, but if you have any questions I can answer, I'd be happy to.
Zarek is... Well, he's here. Don't worry about it. He's locked down tight. He also tried to bite his own tongue off to not answer any of our questions.
Oh,
he did.
Yeah. I got you.
This seems like an obvious question, but is there any reason why he would try to kill himself?
I don't think he was trying to kill himself, if that's what he actually did. I think he was more trying to send a message to the people on the outside. Word gets out he bit his own tongue off. There's no way he's going to talk to anybody in here.
I'm sure Mr. Turntide is trying to watch somehow.
From what I've heard of the guy, he's not one to jailbreak his subordinates. He just slowly waits for them to make their way to the outside and rewards loyalty, if that makes sense. So I I don't think you have anything to worry about in terms of that guy staying on the inside. Or me. But...
Well, we are...
Hopefully they don't find out we had this conversation.
We are going to definitely try to get you protection. You have helped us more than you know.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
And if worse comes to pass, then I've made my peace with it.
Were you only involved in moving, or were you able to overhear any kind of plan? Because Turntide does have a lot of operations under his belt. Is there a bigger picture to all of this that you know of?
I'm sure there is. Again, things are pretty compartmentalized to keep this stuff where it needs to be kept. I didn't overhear anything I was, wasn't supposed to.
If we do have any more questions about Turntide's operation, you will be the first one we talk to.
Well, you know where to find me. And unless there's anything else, you are free to leave this prison cell.
Immediately.
So that one, Eamon. You don't need that. You know, I was going to make a joke, but you look really fucked up.
I'm sorry. I've just been on this job for 5 days, and we're dealing with the Abyss.
Yeah.
Are we Ghostbusters? What do you mean we're dealing with the Abyss?
They.
Fitz is. I shouldn't say that.
Listen. I don't like anything to do with the undead. I don't like anything to do with the afterlife. I don't like people who have to deal with the undead, all right? I do not like the fact that we're dealing with abyssal rocks coming from beyond hell. Mm. How does that fit into what we're doing?
I mean, the people that, they're not like undead necessarily. Sometimes they're just like, you know.
Forged from evil demons. And chaos. Mm. I feel like I have to go to a church. I don't know what church.
I've never met one, so I don't know.
We did just have to kill different dimensional versions of ourselves the other day.
Yeah, well, that could have been dealing with illusion, typical devils illusionary. I don't know.
And also, Eamon didn't have to.
Well, no, he did.
So.
Yeah, he did kill me. He did.
You're right. I have divine protection.
No, he did. You did smash my doppelganger with a brick, if you remember that correctly, over his head. You did do that before you ran off.
Evie, are you able to fully understand who my divine protection is coming from?
Also,
I can
also,
check.
Eamon, I don't mean to sour our relationship, but you do realize. Have you not heard of who I am?
No. You're like, I just thought you had like a cool noir aesthetic. Like, I just thought this is like, you're just a detective. This is what detectives look like.
Eamon. I died and was brought back to life.
Oh, is that
That's what
I
happened?
Been fucking with an undead.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You stay away from me with that undead stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't really my choice to be brought back to life, but here I am.
Whatever it is, you stay away from me with it.
That's your choice. Just know we are working together. That doesn't change. We're helping people. That doesn't change. You can hate me all you want. You can hate what I am all you want. Just know that we're on the same side here.
All right. Well,
okay.
Great. I have other things to do, so I'm not sure where you guys are going, but I think I have to go to church or something.
I would go to church. Either.
Do you want to come visit my temple or something? See if that's the god that's protecting you?
I think I need to walk. I need to walk.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything following? I should have asked this like day one. Is there anything like around?
I did.
Yeah. Is there anything like following any of us, ghost wise?
Yes. Oh no.
No.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Wait. Hold on. Ghost wise.
No. It was a kite.
Oh okay.
That was a joke.
All
I was going
right, to right.
Ask.
Right.
Just ask. Yeah, okay. I'm waiting for it to. Good. I'm waiting there for it to pop up.
Oh wait! Man, I forgot. Man, pop up.
The Kaita is a ghost, you're right.
Could I actually question, how did the people we were interrogating react to seeing a whole ass Drake with us, even though it is a young one?
Oh, did you have them out and about?
I didn't specify. I forgot she was with us, so I guess not. I guess she just like stays in the hall.
They were like, hey, don't bring your fucking dog into the interrogation room, please. That's
no
wild.
Dogs allowed.
Can you get your fucking alligator out of here, please? Thank you very much.
But if Amy's like walking away. there was like an expression of like, I expect people to have that expression on their face or reaction when they learn properly. He just like shakes it off and is just like, I'm going to go see if I can start that paperwork, maybe help or see if they will. And this is in our district, but get them some protection because they deserve it.
Yeah, it's probably best that you and Evie are the ones to ask. I doubt they'll listen to me. I'll wait outside. I don't want to cause our friend any more issues.
I can definitely help. I'm probably going to go and see if I can do some research on that stone afterwards.
That is.
So, but yeah, I'm happy to help.
I'm going to, since Akaita is here in the hallway, I'm just going to like pat her and we walk past, as we walk past Fitz, I'm going to kind of like bump him and be like, hey, I'm sorry about what I said when we first were in our, during tryouts, you know.
It's not the worst thing I've heard. Trust me.
Just kind of get like, give him another bump and then, you know, walk out with Akaita. Kind of eye the other like bastions as she leaves.
They're all saying bye to Aiden.
Bye, Aiden! You're the best!
He's just like dead staring at it.
And all she's going to say is birds of a feather.
So I think before we all have night activities. Before we get into those night activities, let's go ahead and draw the curtain here. Pick up on those next session where we have a fresh session to start off with all our little errands because everyone seems to got something they want to do, and I love it.